Hey, yo! What up? My name is CJ, and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Hello, boys and girls. It's your boy, C to the EEJAY, your favorite podcaster, Cameroonian podcaster extraordinaire, best in the game, no doubt, no cap. Yep, I said it, go tell them. Hey, I hope everyone is doing great today. I'm doing amazingly good. I feel awesome. I'm talking to you guys right now from my new apartment because I was moving house. The past few weeks been crazy trying to move house, and a lot of things happening in the family. My mom was going for surgery, so it's been a hell of a couple of weeks. But then again, I'm still very thankful because mom is doing amazingly good. First surgery was done right. My mom was going for surgery for her eyes, by the way, both eyes. And it's a period which was very trying for me and my brothers. But then, God so kind, by the grace of God, her first surgery was awesome. She's doing great, recovering just fine. She got a second one on Tuesday though. But we're still trusting God that everything's gonna be perfect. So yeah, that and life in general has been kind of, you know, a little turmoil in the past few weeks. But then again, we're still here. I always tell you guys, I believe the grace of God is what keeps each and every one going. That's why I hold on to God as much as I do. Most people ask me, you don't look like someone who truly believes in God and all that. When people see me, my appearance, they can't tell. When you get to talk to me, you know how much my religion means to me and all that. I hold on to God for a reason, because I believe that it's nothing that's happening on earth without Him. Alright? And I trust Him to lead and guide me in everything I do. So yeah, I'm not about to preach here today though. Alright? I'm here again to draw you guys into my mind, to draw you guys into my thoughts, into my head, to see what's going on in there, what am I thinking at this moment, and why I would like to share that with you guys. Okay? A lot of people think in. And I talk to my friends are like, dude, why you always feel like you just have to get your thoughts out? I'm like, yo, I'm someone who thinks out. So when I think things in my mind, I like to share them with other people, because I believe the world is a better place when people just talk. Alright? So I have a special episode today for my podcast, and this episode was inspired by someone who sent me an inbox. I'm just gonna call them anonymous. And this person is actually going through a breakup right now, which I'm not very proud to say, because breakups are not good periods in people's lives. It's a very hard thing to deal with. It's a struggling time. It's a trying time. It's a time where you get to start, you know, you might even start second guessing yourself and all that. So this person is going through that in their life, and they were looking to get some advice. Well, before this person talked to me, they were not very sure of what to do in terms of where their relationship was at the time. So she had all these question marks based on what the guy was, you know, how the guy was treating her, and she wanted some advice. But after I gave her my advice, she saw that breaking up was, you know, the best thing for her at the moment, and she went ahead to do that, which I don't blame her. Now, that kind of pushed me to do a little reflection about when people come around us and they are just outrightly faking, fake loving us so much that we tend to buy into all that fakeness and all that lies telling, and just give them a chance to take us for a ride and to take advantage of us. And I realized that we live in a world today which that is almost becoming a norm. For a guy, just walk up to a girl and see that she's in, especially if they notice the girl's in a vulnerable place, just take advantage of her, compliments, and make her feel special, and then just, make her feel like they're ready to just love her to the end and give her the world. When at the back of their minds, they know this is not what they truly want. They're just faking that for some gain, whatever that might be, fiscal or sometimes even financial gain they're going to get from that person. And when they're done, they're just going to back out. Now, I'm not only saying that guys do this to girls. I'm saying That's what's happening in the world today. Even ladies do that to guys as well. Fake love. So I want us to talk about fake love today. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you what I think are 8 clear signs of fake love. Yep, you heard right. 8 clear signs that someone is just faking their love for you. Now, don't expect true love from fake people. Okay? In today's episode, you know, of the CJ Stick podcast, I would like to tell you guys about 8 clear signs of fake love. I want you to pay attention today, alright? I'll begin by asking you guys a question. Have you ever fallen in love? Now, don't be too quick to say yes, okay? I want you to take a moment and really think about it. Now, I'll ask the question again. Have you ever fallen in love? Falling in love can be the most euphoric feeling in the world. Okay? You feel like you could move heaven and earth. You could split the sea down the middle just to be with that person when you're in love. But if this person whom you feel so strongly for doesn't actually feel the same way for you, you want to find out who really loves you and who is just pretending? If that's what you're looking for, then here are 8 definitive signs that someone's love for you is fake. Let's just dive right into that, right? Number 1, they change you. They change you not for the better. Ever since you started dating your partner, you've changed. The only comment that you hear from your close ones, I mean, do they say you seem less lively or a little upbeat now, or that you've lost your confidence, your charm, your wit, or they say you've lost your spark? Your partner makes you feel like you have to change or hide certain aspects of yourself just to please them. You never feel like you can really be yourself around them. Okay? If that's where your partner makes you feel, then that's a definite red flag. Remember, true love doesn't take away your shine or your spirit. True love should help you shine. It should bring out that glow in you. If it's the other way around, big question marks, red flag. Number 2, they control you. Does your partner tell you who you can or who you can't go out with? Do they dictate, you know, what you can or can't wear, or what time you need to be home? You know, are they the ones who always get to choose where you guys go, or what you eat, or what you do together? In a happy relationship, I mean, you and your partner don't control one another, all right? True love lets you be your own person. Why fake love just doesn't? It's that simple. 3, they don't trust you. Yep. Is your partner distrustful, you know, weary and just overly suspicious? I mean, do they fail to respect your privacy and then they want to read your text messages, you know, just a way to get some peace of mind? I mean, another sign of fake love is constant, unreasonable jealousy. This one actually hits home because one of my relationships I've been in before, this was the reason why I broke it off. Because there was just this gross level of jealousy from the person I was in the relationship with at the time that just made me feel so uncomfortable. I mean, if you love someone, there's got to be some level of confidence, right? And trust and respect. Your partner doesn't have faith in you, and then they don't believe you're still loyal to them. They don't feel comfortable just letting you to hang out with your friends, and when you're not around, they don't want you to spend much time away from them. And they need to know exactly wherever you go or what you're doing at all times, you know? I keep talking about this relationship I had. Back then, she always liked to call me on video, right? So whenever I'm not with her, he's gonna make sure to try to call on video. That was a way of, you know, checking what you're with and what you're doing. And that was just, that was just a low low for me. It was total turn off. Number four, they don't prioritize you. Yep. Do you and your significant other barely see each other anymore? I mean, they don't take you. Do they take forever to reply to your texts? And then, or do they just frequently cancel on you at the last minute because something came up? I mean, no matter how understanding you might try to be with them, you need to realize that all these behaviors show that your partner doesn't see you as a priority in their life. Because, I mean, no matter how busy they say they are, if they really love you and they want to be with you, they'll do their best to make time for you. I know you must have heard this before, but it's true. Instead of just giving up, you know, empty excuses and half-hearted promises, if they care about you, they're going to make that time. Number five, they are emotionally distant. Yep. Is your partner cold, distant, or detached? I mean, does it seem like they are not even trying to build any emotional intimacy? If you and your partner can't connect to one another on an emotional level, then that's a clear sign that they don't really love you. Okay? I mean, your partner doesn't open up to you or to share their feelings with you. They don't comfort you when you're down or share your happiness, your success. Well, then there's, you know, nothing deeper or meaningful about your relationship, if you ask me. It's like they're just a stone wall that you're never going to be able to climb. Okay? My advice, pack your things and run. Right. Number six, they seem uninterested. Alright? So apart from being very emotionally distant, your partner doesn't seem to be very interested in you or in your life. I mean, they don't ask anything about your interests, your passions, about your goals. I mean, they are not curious about what your thoughts and your feelings are. They don't make any effort to get to know you better. They seem to be bored whenever you want to talk about your friends or your family. And they never make plans together with you. Come on, man. That's a lot of red flags right there, if you ask me. Fake love is pathetic and uninvolved. Okay? While a partner who truly loves you will be curious about you. They're going to be passionate about you. I mean, they're going to care enough to want to get to know you. They want to know what your plans are. They want to know what your dreams are. They want to give you advice, motivate you to go after them. That's real love. Nothing else that sounds like that should be love. It's fake. Number seven, they don't meet you halfway. Now, in your relationship, do you always just have to adjust your schedule around your partners? Think about it. And you always have to do what they like, you know, more often than what you actually like. Are you constantly just doing favors for them, you know, sacrificing your time, energy, money, or other things in your life just to make them happy? If your significant other truly loves you, then they'll be willing to make sacrifices too, instead of just letting you do all the emotional labor in their relationships and to shoulder all the responsibilities. This shows that they are selfish and they only care about themselves. Now you want to run away from that. Number eight, they easily give up on you. Now this is my number one red flag and number one sign of fake love. They easily give up on you. Finally, the most glaring sign of fake love you need to look out for is how quickly your partner is ready to call it quits with you. I mean, conflict is a normal part of any relationship. We're humans. We're emotional beings. We are humans who have free will, who have opinions. We are bound to, you know, be in conflicting situations all the time. It's normal. But if every little disagreement has your partner saying, I can't do this anymore, then they don't really love you. They are not interested in talking things out, in giving second chances or trying to find a solution together. Because guess what? Their first instinct is always just to throw in the towel, you know, like throwing in the white towel. They don't want to fight. That's it. which just goes to show that they don't really care whether the relationship works or fails. Yep, shows they don't care if it works or fails. They're throwing the red towel and that's it. Hey, I tried and didn't work out well. Take care. If your partner does that, well, that just shows that they don't really care about you. Relationships don't need to be perfect to make you happy. But it's important that you and your partner feel the same way about one another and that, you know, you're both willing to do what it takes to make things work. Honesty, trust, respect, and most of all, genuine and heartfelt love between the two of you is mandatory in every relationship. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. Okay? I want you to think about this last point because that's the most glaring sign, like I said, that the love is fake. But unfortunately, most of the times we don't see them. Learning to spot the signs of fake love before it's too late can ultimately save you a lot of heartbreak. Okay? Well, now you know. I want you to go out there, spread the word, save someone from a potential heartbreak today. Okay? Alright. Follow my podcast, everybody, on all the social media platforms. For more amazing content, you can check me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at CJ Steak. Leave me a comment and let me know what you think. It's always a pleasure reading from you guys. My name is CJ, and that's my take. Until next time, peace.